2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 6 to verse 10. Paul drives on with the theme of confidence, assurance, boldness. As he opened the chapter, "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God," and so on. We know. We're sure. And then verse 6, "Therefore, we're always confident and know that." We know that. Verse 8, "We are confident," I say. Paul doesn't mind repeating himself. The note here is of confidence, assurance. This is the New Covenant ministry. This is what the New Covenant minister is like, whether he be an apostle, a stated preacher, or every believer, man and woman. We're all ministers of Christ in the New Covenant. And confidence, assurance, boldness, authority, knowledge, these should be the hallmarks of our ministry. What does Paul know? What is he confident about? Well, he knows that you can't be in two places at once. We're either at home in the body in this tent or tabernacle, or we die and are with the Lord. We're confident, you see, that the two states are in this world and in the eternal world, the glorious world. We live by faith, he says. We're in this tabernacle now. We live by faith. But in that world, of course, we shall live by sight and experience. We believe now, but in that day, faith will give way to sight and experience in the full. We are confident, I say. And Paul says, we would prefer to be away from the body, to be out of this polluted, corrupt, stinking world, to use his terminology earlier in the letter, this sin-ridden world, and to be with the Lord. But, he says, it's necessary, as he says to the Philippians, to stay here is necessary for me. While I'm here, I want to be here also to preach the gospel, to declare Christ to sinners, to plead with sinners, to offer Christ to sinners, and to edify the saints. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. But of course, so we make it our goal to please him, whether you are at home in the body or away from it. You can see the dilemma here. There is the anticipation after glory. There is the longing for it. There is the groaning for it, as he says earlier in the chapter. The longing, groaning in verse 4. Romans 8 again. But there is also the necessity of preaching the word of God, declaring the counsel of God, pleading with sinners. And in this dilemma we walk on, in confidence, but by faith, not by sight. And what is our goal? What is our terminus? What is our aim? What is our purpose? What will fulfill us? I hope I can say this. I like to think I can say it. I believe I can say it. I want to say it. So we make it our goal, our purpose in life, to please him, the Lord, to please God in Christ. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body, here now laboring in this world, or away from it. Whether we live or die, then, we want to please God. That's why I put these discourses up on the internet. To do good to men, yes. To edify the people of God. To bring sinners to Christ, yes. But it is ultimately, and above all that, and through all that, to please God, to honor God, to glorify God. I write. I do my YouTubes or whatever it is. My articles, my books, whatever. Or to please God. That should be the motive. I hope I can say that. It's not a bragging point. I want to please God. For I know, verse 10, with all of us, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This takes me back to 2 Timothy, chapter 4. This is the point there. We have to answer. We have to give an answer to the way we've discharged our life in this body. This judgment seat here, of course, is primarily here for the believer. It's talking to the saints that each one of them may receive what is due to him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Back to chapter 3 of the first letter. The trial of our works, the testing of our works by fire, whether they be wood, hay, or stubble, straw, or whether they be solid materials, gold, silver, precious stones, real hard work, but lasting work. This judgment seat of Christ is for the saints, for rewards, but absolutely perfect in Christ by faith. We're spotless. Our positional sanctification, our justification is without question, beyond doubt, beyond accusation. But our labor for Christ, our motives, our works, brother and sister, we have to answer. We have to answer to Christ, and we must bear this motive in mind. The next discourse coming in the next passage, since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, yes? We have to answer to him. Of course, it's possible, I know it, to be afraid of men's faces. But we must have regard for the one who is behind us, the one who sent us, the one we're trying to please. This is a word for the child of God. Judgment begins at the house of God, yes. Therefore, unbeliever, where will you appear? That's what Peter says. If judgment begins at the house of God, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? We must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and so must you appear before the judgment of God. You will have to answer. You may laugh at it, you may dismiss it, you may say it doesn't exist and all that kind of thing, but you will find, I warn you, you will find that you, along with us, we must all appear in judgment. You, for damnation. Unless you are in Christ, for damnation. But for the saints, for rewards and recognition of their labors. Here is Paul's motivation then. Here is the new covenant motivation. Here is the believer's way of living. He's conscious that he's going to die. Unbelievers, they don't think about death, except to say, we are going to die, so let's enjoy it now. Well, of course, this is their heaven, isn't it? This is their glory. This is the best. This stinking world, this polluted world, this corrupt world, this sin-ridden world, this miserable world is the best the unbeliever will ever know. Think of that. What a terrible thought. This, though, to us, is our worst of times, for the best is yet to be. Here is what makes the believer tick. So, believing friend, I address you. Does this make you tick today? You have to answer to Christ for the way you spend your day and your time and your talents, the way you use your body today, your hands, your feet, your eyes, your tongue, whatever. The opportunity is here now to please the Lord, to serve him by preaching Christ, living Christ, declaring Christ before men, for saints and for sinners to receive the benefit. Pleasing the Lord, walking by faith, knowing that this is the worst of times, the worst of your times, the best is yet to be. Confident, assured, that at the end, when you have to leave this world and your body is dissolved, this tabernacle, this tent comes down, you will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. At the moment, you're home in the body. Use it then. Use your body, use your time, use your talents, all for the glory of God to please the Lord, knowing that in that final day, you will be with the Lord and with him forever. And what do we want to hear in that final day, believer? Well done, good and faithful servant. Therefore, we are always confident. We know that whether we live or die, we are with the Lord. As long as we live, may we seek to please him. And when we die, we shall go to be with him. And may we, at that judgment seat of Christ, may we receive what is due to us, and we will. May it be recognition for our labors. It is certain that each one of us will receive what is due to him for the things done while in the body, whether good, may it be so, or bad, let us be warned. So may this be our motive and our motto and our end and our purpose today. Make it our goal to please Him, the Lord.